gentlemen, may I direct your attention to something quite extraordinary?
Lana has the gut.
We're entering a new era of Miami Heat basketball.
I say finals are bust, no matter
all
what.
That, the Dion Waiter there?
Oh, I'll tell him to shut up. It's fine.
I think Bam needs to become the face of the team. Jimmy, all the way.
I mean, Tyler Hero, you're going 4 for 12. Get out of here.
You got Bryant, Hero, and Duncan all out there at the same time. Like, who's playing defense in that lineup?
King Riles. The Godfather.
Not the rap.
Yeah. God, the beauty of the culture is because I think it's a real thing.
This culture thing, I mean, look, it started with Pat, you know, back in the 90s.
Literally, you got any thoughts?
Anthony Mason?
Isaac Walton.
Jamal Mashburn.
Take your Jamal Mashburn to give you a grand mal.
John Cry.
Jamal Harper? Curry. Sounds good.
Eddie.
No question about it. I am ready to get hurt again.
Welcome, everybody, to episode number 26 of the Battered Heat Fans Podcast. I am your host, Daniel Granada, and alongside me, I got three other Battered fans. So let's start from my left to your right, Mr. Daniel Solana. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fantastic.
Just got off of a cruise a couple days ago. I got to watch the thrashing while I was in Nassau, Bahamas. And I know we're not there yet, but I just got one thing to say. I'm in the signs this week, and this, you know, today we've got this one.
That's a nice one right there. Did you find it in a bottle on off the shore?
I did, actually. I did. We went to the little island where the pigs.
Did you get it off my bottle?
Swim.
Did he get it under my bottle? What?
But I went to the little pig island. That's where I found it. It was in there, and it said heat and five. So I believe it.
Yeah, and Mitch agrees with you. He's got nothing to say but guts.
You got Solana got the guts. Italy, how are you feeling, sir?
Had a good day with my goddaughter today. We had fun. She says, go heat. I'm like, okay. Hero, no. Bye-bye. But I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Okay. We're going to get into the Hero talk right now. But and then let's go over to Chris. Chris, how you doing, sir?
Well, I feel
I don't care how you're doing, actually. I don't care what you're doing. I don't think I care about how you're doing.
That was lovely. Damn. You should have done it like in the Rock voice, though. That would have been perfect.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Well, you know what? Because I didn't realize that's where he was going until he started talking. And then I was like, oh, that's right. That's where he's going with this shit. All right.
It doesn't matter how you're feeling.
Yeah.
What?
I wish I had the drop. So, game one didn't go as we would have liked, but to an extent, kind of how we expected it, or at least some of us expected it. The way the game started off, the Celtics came out. But you had to weather the storm because you knew game one of the playoffs, they expect to be in the NBA Finals. That's like their mindset right now. So they knew they wanted to get off to a hot start. And, I mean, they did. But I thought that I felt really good about the way that we finished that first quarter. Because although we were down by five, we came back. At one point, we were down by what? Like double digits, 13, maybe 15 points. And then we cut it down to five at the end of the first quarter. And I felt pretty good about the situation. Bam Adebayo was being more aggressive, taking more shots. I felt good, but things kind of went awry in the second and obviously the third quarter, as Solana has Oof, dubbed it.
The worst.
I'll start with Solana. What did you think about the game overall?
I mean, I think what happened was kind of what we were expecting. I mean, the Miami Heat were coming off of basically two games in three nights. And now this would be, you know, their third game in five nights, essentially, versus a Celtics team that is
had a week off,
right? Is rested, ready to go. So, I'm a diehard Heat fan. I'm the biggest homer there is. But let's be honest, I was expecting it. I didn't expect for it to go how, you know, the whole game went and lose by that much. But I do want to say something, and I mentioned it to you guys in our little group chat, but, you know, we talk about playoff Jimmy, but playoff Jaime might be a thing, because what he did to the Bulls in that playing game last Friday, and then, look, he showed up when someone needed to show up in this game other than Bam Adebayo. So playoff Jaime might be a thing, and I think the Heat are going to win game two tomorrow night.
You know, one of the things I kind of want to piggyback off of with Solana, what you just said, is one of the bright things that I saw, honestly, was the fact that that DeLon Wright had a pretty good contribution in the game. That's one thing that I really looked at positively. And then the second thing is they ended it well enough that maybe they can be able to carry that into the next game, because the fourth quarter was their best quarter, right? Maybe that creates some momentum. I mean, that's something I guess we'll have to see tomorrow, but there's a couple positives we could see out of this though, Danny.
Well, I agree. And DeLon Wright went 5 for 5 from three. That's a big time positive, especially when you have your go-to guy right now, Tyler Hero, stinking it up. Italy.
Oh, yeah.
I know you are Tyler Hero's number one fan. So tell me, how you feeling about Sunday's game? Was it Saturday? Sunday's game.
11 points ain't going to cut it in the playoffs, and we're facing against one of the best teams in the NBA right now. If you're going to go through everyone and have this guy be that guy with Bam right now, 11 points ain't going to cut it. He keeps missing three-pointers as well, and I'm glad, you know, Bam had a bounce back as 24 points. Overall, Robinson's got to pick it up too. If you want to win game two, Robinson Hero have to step up. Jaime and Jovic, I mean, props to them and everything that they're doing. When I love it, playoff Jaime. That's it. That's what's happening right now. And DeLon Wright, what a weapon we picked up. And I think game two, they're going to get better. I think it's going to be a better game. Is it enough? We just have to find out.
One thing about the Heat and Eric Spoelstra is that his teams don't usually get blown out. That's something that you just don't see with Heat teams. The fact that they lost by 20 points, I find it hard to believe that this will happen again this series. Will they win a game? I hope so. I think they can. Will they get blown out again? I don't think so at all. Now, one thing that I would like to say about Jovic, like Italy just brought up, I like Jovic. I like what he brings offensively. Defensively is where the biggest issue is. And I think that we suffered defensively when he's on the court. And I kind of was curious to see who was worse, because my favorite stat, like I've told you guys, is the plus minus. He was a minus 25. The next worst player was Hayward Highsmith with negative 21. Right. And then after that was Tyler Hero with negative 12. Jovic, unfortunately, defensively, I mean, at this point, he's a liability. That's why he just doesn't get a lot of playing time. And I did want to touch on one Tyler Hero point real quick before we keep talking about this game. It annoyed me when Tyler Hero beat the Bulls and said that he had to get his Jimmy Butler. He wanted to play like Jimmy Butler or whatever. I don't know why it annoyed me to hear him say that.
It did bother me a little bit as well.
Jaime said the same thing, I mean, in his interview. He said
he had to get his Jimmy Butler on?
Yeah, they had to channel their inner Jimmy. That's what Jaime said.
I didn't hear Jaime say it, but it annoyed me when I heard Tyler Hero say it, just because he's so inconsistent that I really feel like in his mind, he's like, it's my time to shine. And I was like, he's going to come out in this Boston series and he's going to be like, that's it, I'm Jimmy. And he's going to try to prove that he's Jimmy, and he's not Jimmy. Case in point, game one. And that's why I think it annoyed me, because I don't think Jaime is going to go play Hero ball, pun intended. But Tyler Hero will do that. So that's what annoyed me about that comment, because I knew he would come out, and unfortunately he stunk it up. So the third quarter, the game overall, we got blown out. How are you feeling after the game one loss, Solana? Do you think that we still have some hope in making this a series? I'm not even gonna say win the series yet. Just making this a series.
I mean, hope makes it sound like he don't even have a chance.
Yeah.
Did you see the odds?
I mean, first, not only did I see the odds, but I did see
that put the house on it.
Favored. Well, the Celtics are minus 14 and a half. I understand. I don't give a shit what Vegas says. I don't give a shit what anybody says. Nobody understands what
my house
17 players in that locker room, that bond they've created. And nobody else knows what's going to go on tomorrow on that game except for those 17 gentlemen. So
pay attention, Danny.
No. I was going to say it later, but I'll say it now. I'm going to put $100 on the series. If you bet $100 right now and that he win the series, you make $3,000. Now, will you lose the $100? I think there's a good chance that you lose $100, but I think that that's a pretty sweet bet to take anyway. Because if there's a team that could possibly do something like that, it's culture. It's right.
So, hey, Chris said culture. Look at that. Never thought that would put that on the money tonight.
But I'll go on to Italy because Italy has come down to earth and been a little more realistic with his expectations of the Heat as of late. So,
after game one, is that a dig at Solana?
It was. 100%. 100%. Okay. So, after game one, Italy, how are we feeling about the series? Again, I'm not asking you if they can win it. Do you think they can make it a series, a competitive series?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it can go five or six games. I don't think it's going to be a full straight four. I mean, all my Boston coworkers are like, this is going to be a four. It's only four. I'm like, no. Spo is one of the best coaches in the game. It's not going to go. It's not going to go all. It's not going to go four. It's going to be competitive. We're going to do it down to the end. It's not going to be 114 to 94 the rest of the series. It's going to be close. So will we win? I don't know. But I expect more three-pointers. I expect more zone. Defense is just going to be up and down. You just never know what they're going to do with this team with defense. But I think it's going to be competitive. I could see it go five or six, not seven. Definitely not seven.
Yeah, well, I'm with Italy. I'm hoping for a win. I don't think it's impossible for them to win the series, but I also don't think that it's going to be four. Kendrick Perkins, that piece of crap, went
that
ahead
piece
and
of
said,
shit, actually.
The Heat could shoot 100% from the field. They could shoot 100% from the free throw line, and they could shoot 100% from the three-point line, and they will still get swept. That's what that dumbass said. So
I'll shoot 1,000% at punching his face, and I'll just
I'll hold him down for you, Solana. I'll hold him down for you.
And then to that point, real quick, Kendrick Perkins will probably kick both your asses by himself because he's a huge human being.
No doubt, bro. No doubt. That guy's a no-good.
Everyone's got a weak spot.
I want to sort of talk a little bit about whether they have a chance, whether he have an opportunity. Or to make this a series. I wholeheartedly do think that the Heat have the opportunity to make this a series. If there's any team in the Eastern Conference, I think the Heat are one of those teams that can make it a series against the Boston Celtics. Now, one of the things that I want to mention is I hate Derrick White. I hate when he has success.
Amen.
Right? Yeah. I think that he is so overrated. He's not that great of a basketball player. I really don't like him at all. Now, Porzingis, he holds a special place in my heart, and I'll leave it at that. And also Jaylen Brown, he's kind of like a poor man's Jimmy Butler, I guess, like in terms of like his intensity and the way that he plays. Other than that, I think he's garbage too. Like, I don't believe that this Celtics team is that great. And I feel like if the Heat at some point get the wheels turning properly, I feel like this can turn out to be a really entertaining series with quite possibly the Heat coming out on top.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if that's far-fetched to say. I mean, look.
No, I agree with you. If there's a team that could do it, I believe in Eric Spoelstra.
But you know, the issue is that in the NBA, when you have a one against an eight, like, you're already against the uphill battle as the eighth seed, right? And right. Mitch is mentioning Derrick White reminds me of the squirrel from Ice Age. So annoying. That is a comment of the night, Mitch. Chino is saying Jaylen Brown is a punk, only likes to talk shit when Jimmy ain't around. I believe that.
I believe that
Jaylen Brown is a fucking punk. But getting back to my point, I think that as the eighth seed, you're always like on this uphill battle. It just, you know, traditionally in the NBA in terms of the playoffs, but the Heat they've always shown, just like some other teams that have been eighth seeds, to sort of capitalize on that. And I think and I think that honestly, being eighth seed as the Heat, it's not really worrisome.
I think the worrisome part is that Jimmy isn't healthy. Because I think we also have a different conversation if Jimmy was healthy. And Terry Rozier.
Yeah, but I think if Terry Rozier's in, this team's more competitive if Terry was in here, for sure.
Absolutely. Another thing to mention is, and it's the first time that it's happened in, I think, over 10 years, but every home team won their game in game one.
Some game twos. Right. At one point, it got to 11-0.
That's correct. So, and I forget who says this, but there is a famous basketball analyst who says that the series doesn't start until the away team wins a game.
Uh-huh.
And so, Boston won game one. It's expected. They threw their first punch. Now the Heat have to come back, take that punch, and throw theirs. So if the Heat can win tomorrow, which I 100% believe they do, and I would urge you to bet on them, especially if they're plus 14.5. I think anything is possible. And in Miami, it's tough to win. Doesn't matter who you are. And I hope we get into the crybaby Boston Celtics fans and that.
Well, that's what I wanted to get into. Literally what I was about to talk about right now is, before we get on to tomorrow night's game, I wanted to touch on one more thing. And it was that stupid foul where Caleb Martin got pushed by Drew Holiday into Jason Tatum. And now I saw an edit and somebody put it up. I forgot where, so I can't give credit. But it was a foul where Jason Tatum pushed or dragged down Jaime Jaquez, and then he asked Jaime if he was crying, and then it cuts to the last foul of the game where everybody's crying because Caleb Martin got pushed into Jason Tatum. A beautiful job, whoever edited that. I really enjoyed that because it happened the same game. But Brian Scalabrine's bitch ass came out and said that it was Bush League. Yeah, Brian Scalabrine's just a piece of crap. But he said it was Bush League. I don't know if he watched the replay where Caleb Martin literally by Drew Holiday gets pushed into Jason Tatum. And Jason Tatum just stood up and walked away. It's not like he was hurt or complaining about it. Let's go counterclockwise. Chris, what did you think of the foul? Because I know where Solana probably goes with it.
I mean, I think it was a nothing burger. I think that obviously there's just a push. There's contact made. There's, you know, movement towards the play. It's a fucking nothing burger. You know, players are a little too sensitive nowadays. No, they need a couple fucking elbows.
And I said Jason Tatum didn't say anything, but you know what? I think he did start telling them to review it because he wanted them to review it to see if it was a flagrant. Italy, do you think that people would have thought differently of that foul if it wasn't a blowout? Because I think people see that it was a blowout and they think that the Heat were just frustrated and just taking it out on the Celtics physically. And I think that that's where a lot of it stands.
Yeah, I think that's where a lot of it stands. I think whenever your team is down, there's going to be more people talking more about, oh, missed calls here, missed timeouts there. It all comes together eventually.
Solana, your thoughts?
Well, the first thing I want to mention about this is, you know, a lot of folks pointing at the fact that the Heat called the timeout with a minute left to play or something like that. It wasn't just a timeout. Eric Spoelstra challenged a foul, or he challenged something against DeLon Wright, and that's why there was a timeout. So it wasn't like Spo called a timeout and said deliberately go injure somebody. Spo would never do that. Solana,
which is Scalabrine,
would do that. I would do that. See, me, I would have taken – you know, the last guy on the bench, maybe a Jamal Kane, and I would have said, yo, let this guy drive the lane, and as soon as he drives, you drive your elbow as far up his nose as you can. That's what Solana would do. But Spo would never do that. So the fact that players like Brian Scalabrine, who didn't even average 5 points a game in their entire career, has the audacity to come out and say something like code red, like Spo gave the code red. Like, dude, shut the hell up, bro. You shouldn't even have a microphone in your mouth. Those are the types of people, of ex-players who get into the media who have zero business being in media. That guy should not even be in basketball.
He actually plays a lot of...
Scalabrini, shut the fuck up.
He actually plays a lot of randos to show that he's actually good in basketball because everybody challenges him and says that he's trash.
Let's go. I'll play him.
So he plays one-on-one against randos.
I'll play him. Code red. Let's go. Be careful. Code red.
This guy's coming through WWE style. Oh, bang.
I'm going to take... And Danny's going to give me one of those belts back there after I take him down. I'll take down Scalabrini any day, bro.
If you bet the money line on the Miami Heat for tomorrow, you bet 100, you make 900.
Ooh.
So
that's, and then let me tell you, tomorrow's a sweet. Tomorrow could be a sweet game to bet because once it comes to Miami, your odds are not getting better.
And Mitch, I actually noticed the same exact thing on Italy. I also saw that the Panthers just won their game in overtime.
Yeah, all after right. This is the Predators game, so it's going literally right after that.
So, all right, so going into tomorrow night, I think that the Heat have a chance, okay?
Yeah, 100%.
If you tell me to put money on it, I'd still pick the Celtics, but I think the Heat do have a chance. My question, starting five, would you change anything about the starting five? And in case you forgot, the starting five yesterday was Tyler Hero, Jaime Jaquez, Jovic, Caleb Martin, and Bam. Would you change anything there? I would take out Jovic, and I would start DeLon Wright. I would put Jovic in there for the second unit, for the running gun with Jaime in the second unit, and that's what I would do. Chris, yes, what were you saying?
Well, before I answer your question, I just want to answer Mitch's question. Yes, Code Red is the best Mountain Dew flavor, by the way.
Who the hell drinks Mountain Dew?
What do you mean, who drinks Mountain Dew?
I don't know who drinks Mountain Dew anymore.
Mountain Dew are the same people that drink Surge, right?
Probably.
I mean, Surge was fucking fire.
I knew it.
You're a sick person, Chris.
I don't mess with Mountain Dew like that, but if I ever had a Mountain Dew, I'm getting a Code Red, not that other crap.
Why would you whatever get a Mountain Dew? Nobody drinks Mountain Dew.
What do you mean nobody drinks Mountain Dew? Just there's tons of people that
drink a Coke or a Sprite, maybe like a Fanta.
Mitch, that doesn't kill your sperm count, okay? I've done research. I watch a video. I want you. You know what, Mitch? I'm gonna send you a YouTube clip of a channel that I watched talking about Surge, and you'll love it for those Surge lovers. So getting back to getting back to what you were saying, Danny, I would keep the starting lineup the exact same. Okay. I wouldn't make any sort of modifications, to be quite honest. Okay. The only thing I would maybe do is maybe bring, because Haywood Highsmith didn't start.
No, right. But DeLon Wright did a good job on Tatum when the couple of times that he D'd him up. And Jason Tatum, I mean, I know it's a deep team, but as much as I don't like him, he is the guy on that team. So,
he is the guy.
Yeah, that's why I would like DeLon Wright out there.
Well, and this is tough sledding for Bam because Bam is having to deal with a lot defensively and still have to contribute offensively, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the one thing that's really concerning because, I mean, if you look up and down this roster, like, as far as a big man is concerned, it's a little stretchy.
Let me tell you, the Celtics only play in an 8-man rotation. So you see a lot of Tatum and Brown all game long.
Yes, yes, yes. So what about you, Italy? Would you maintain the starting lineup the same, or would you make any sort of modification?
No, I say keep it the same.
Wow. Mike V is chiming in saying start Patty Mills. How about that?
Absolutely.
What about you, Solano? I mean, Italy just saying he's keeping it the same. I'm saying the same thing. Solana, would you keep it the same or would you make any changes?
I'm at a crossroads here. And only because the Celtics take a page out of the Heat's notebook and start essentially a small lineup. Start four guards and a center.
Right.
And so the Heat are a little bit, I would say, I don't want to
starting
say
generic. They're starting a generic lineup.
Not, yeah, yeah, yeah. with a four and a not even a five, because I wouldn't even count Bam as a five. I would almost say they're starting like
two fours, you know, with Jovich and Bam.
Yes. Yeah, they're starting three guards and two power forwards. Now, I think in this rotation, you know, when you start those five, Jovich would probably cover Porzingis because he'll probably be out on the wing. And you can have Bam maybe, you know, start on Tatum, and he can switch off and also play, you know, Jaylen Brown and stuff. But look, I'm gonna go with Danny here, and I'm gonna say I change it, the starting lineup, and I go small, but I'm not gonna go DeLon Wright. I'm gonna stick with DeLon Wright on that second unit, and I'm gonna pull out Jovich and bring in Haywood Highsmith. And I think he offers you a little bit more defense.
Yes.
Than a Jovich, and he might be cut out for more of these, you know, playoff style grind out minutes, where Jovich is still a little green.
I considered going that way, but and that's Haywood Highsmith's shooting kills me, and I feel like the way that the Hero struggled. I mean, you don't expect him to struggle the whole series, but you want some more shooting out there, more consistently. Chris?
Oh, but
go ahead, Dan. Go ahead, Solana.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I mean, over the last, I want to say last third of the season, he did very, very well shooting the ball, especially shooting it, you know, from distance. So I think Haywood could be a contributor in the starting lineup, you know, especially shooting the three ball, because, you know, defenders play off of him thinking he's going to miss. And he's actually done a really good job over the last third of the season, you know, and putting those in. So I think, you know, overall, it's just going to – it's going to depend on you know, what Spo thinks, you know, he's going to go to. I think Spo is going to continue with the same lineup, though.
Well, and I want to – go ahead, Danny. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say I go the Italy route. The only reason I said DeLon over Haywood is because, like Italy always says, play the hot hand. And – DeLon went 5 for 5 from three. Strictly based off of that, I would, and then the fact that he did a decent job on Tatum, I would start him. But I would also, Haywood Highsmith, I think Jovich shouldn't be in the starting lineup tomorrow.
Well, and the point I want to make about, and that's why I asked about, you know, about Haywood Highsmith, because he is a player, like what you said, Solana, where especially in the playoffs, you need players that play or excel a little bit more defensively, because If you take control defensively in the playoffs, like, you capitalize more than people can imagine. Like, typically, if you play better defensively and you sort of resist the other team from scoring so much, and you have a Haywood Highsmith there being a problematic defender, I think that that's going to bode well, especially for the Heat and what they need in order to win the game. And I saw that comment by Mike V saying, why Solana always have to make a complicated answer? Just make a decision, brother. I'm a very long talker too, so it's not about the complicated answer. I think your answer was perfect, Solana.
I'm going to tell you what's the only fear of mine going zone against the Celtics is that they rain threes. Porzingis, yeah. All of them, they can all hit the three. They shoot a lot of threes, and if they're not hitting them, obviously, then it works. But they're a great team. They're a good shooting team. And I think that could play to their favor if we zone up a lot, because they can break the zone by just shooting well from the outside. So I that would be my fear. All right, so let's just go to straight predictions. I'll start. I want them to win. I think they can win. But until I see it happen, I'm going to have a hard time predicting them to beat the Celtics in Boston. Game 3, maybe different. But in Boston, I can't see them pulling it out. I don't think it'll be a blowout. I think they lose by, let's say, 5, give or take, 4, 5, 6, something like along those lines. I think they keep it interesting into the fourth quarter. But I think the Celtics go up 2-0. But if the Heat take one in Boston, oh, boy. Oh, boy. This is going to be a series, let me tell you. Let's go to Solana. Predictions for tomorrow night.
Heat win. I think you nailed it on the head. We talked about, you know, raining threes and you know, Mitch, this one's whichever one of you that said that long-winded answers for Solana. Look, I'm going to throw one out there again. the Heat tomorrow need to play defense. Tomorrow's not about offense. The Heat were outscored in the three, you know, at the 3-point line by 30 points, and I think that was a difference in the game. If the Heat were to somehow, you know, were able to manage to only allow the Celtics to make 12 to 15 threes, I think the Heat win, and I think they win by 10 points. That's how I think the Heat will win the game tomorrow. Defense, stop them at the 3-point line, and I think they played a fine game themselves.
And what do you think, Jet? What do you think, Italy? What do you think is going to be the prediction here? Who would you? What's the score line? Who are you going with?
You're not going to win against the Celtics if you don't make your threes. This is just it's just not going to happen. I think we're either going to win by four, or we're going to lose by seven in this next game, and I think we will win game three. It's just right now you figure it out with the starting lineup, second and third quarter. It's just going to – I think he'll change things up, Spo. But I think we're going to keep that starting lineup. But you got to make the majority of your threes. And Hero needs to step up. That's just what I think is going to happen.
And before you get to – I know you have something itching, Danny. I don't know if you wanted to mention something because I saw you bring up the Mitch comment there, because that comment is so true, Mitch. Don't let us win one. The last thing you want to do is let the Heat win one, because that's it. Once they see blood,
especially coming into Miami,
once they see blood, right. you're coming to Miami and going back to Boston down 3-1. I guarantee that's going to happen. Now, I'll tell you, I think I agree with what you just said, Italy, because the Heat are either going to win by four, right? They're going to win by a short margin, or they're going to lose, and they're going to lose big. I think that they're going to lose big if it's more than 8, 10 plus points. That's what I think if they lose. But my prediction is I think that the Heat are going to win. I think that the Celtics may be a little too cocky, probably think that they have this series in control. And I think that the Heat are going to capitalize on that. Absolutely.
Does anybody believe that there's a chance that the Celtics can win by more than 15? I find it hard to believe that a team coached by Spo would lose by more than 15. And I'm only telling you because that's the line in the game, and I'm kind of considering wagering on it. I can't imagine that, and even if they lose, that they lose by more than 15.
I say that we all just put $25 in. I'm serious. Bet $100. I mean, if we win big, we're winning big, and if we lose, we lose the – we'll use like an Outback meal with a drink, you know.
I'm in.
Yeah, I'm down for that. I'll wager on
either,
that.
I'm either out of full rack of ribs from Flanny's, or we're going to Capital Grill on Thursday.
You know? Exactly.
I'm in. Let's do it.
Yes, that's right, something that we're gonna have to work out for sure, Danny. I see you back there in the internet room, and you're scheming and searching there. For some sort of stuff or some info, intel.
I was just kind of curious because we've played the Celtics now 4 years in the last five. And I was kind of curious who won the first game of the last three series, and that he have taken game one every one of those matchups. So this is the first time that the Celtics take game one. Now, we won two of those series, but we also lost one of those series. So, I mean, obviously it doesn't matter. But yeah, that's what I was looking into. I was kind of curious what nice. That was.
Mm-hmm. I think the odds are in our favor more than people can imagine. And I think the only thing that's really hurting us are two things, is Jimmy and his health and Tyler Hero and his consistency.
And Terry.
Terry, yeah.
Alana, have you heard anything from any rumblings that you've heard around yourself about Terry? No?
No, I mean, he's still day-to-day. You know, it's a neck issue. They're being very careful with him.
If it's a neck issue, he's not playing.
But he's day-to-day. I was actually kind of surprised that Duncan got in, because I hadn't heard anything about Duncan playing in game one. So I was a little bit surprised to see him get in there. But if he were to get, you know, his legs back under him, he could be another factor in tomorrow's game and in the rest of the series, if he can get back to playing where he was about, you know, 2 or 3 weeks ago. All right. So I'm looking forward to that.
So yeah. In the chat, I'm kind of curious what you guys think. Real quick, let's end it with this. If we win, who is the difference maker? Who's that player we're talking about? Like, oh, we won because of him tomorrow. Chris.
I think Wright's going to be that guy.
Right? Italy.
It's gonna be Jaime. Jaime is going to be a difference.
Jaime. Solana.
Kevin Love.
Kevin Love. Oh, I like that one. I like that pick. I'm going to say Bam goes for 30-plus if we win. Bam goes for 30-plus, double-double. 30, we gotta utilize him 12, more. And like 5 or 6 assists with, I don't know, 3 blocks. Like, I think Bam has a coming out party tomorrow, what we've been waiting for all season. I think he has that tomorrow. If that's how we win tomorrow, I think. I think Bam has that game.
Mitch agrees.
So I'm saying 30-point double-double and not feeling confident, but feeling good going into game 3. If we win tomorrow, I got to figure out how to make it to that stadium, it's that arena on Saturday. All right. Any final words? Yeah, guarding one. The thing is, Bam wastes so much energy on the defensive end that it's rough for him.
Hey, final words. If you're down to look for Scalabrine on Saturday, I'll take you to the game.
That's another one that's a huge man. Italy, any final words?
Jamal Mashburn, do not go to another game. I don't want to see you in Miami in that stands. Go Heat.
Chris. Jamal Mashburn catching strays. It's
one of the best last names ever, though, right?
No, I don't think that's one of the best last names.
I don't think so either, Danny.
What? No. I love that last name, Mashburn.
You and I went to to school with a kid that his last name was Grand Champ.
Yes. R.I.P.
Yes, R.I.P. Grand Champ. That is a good last name.
That is
a good last name. Last words is I wanna thank some of the guys, Mike V, and Mitch. Thank you guys for hanging out with us.
Chino.
Chino pulling double duty. Chino, thank you for hanging out with us for sure. But Mitch and Mike V, for sure, thank you guys so much for hanging tight with us, for pulling double duty tonight with the battered fam. It's truly much appreciated, and it means a lot to us. Really does.
So we'll be back on Thursday night to talk game 2, preview game 3. Hopefully it's 1-1 and we're talking and feeling good about Saturday. But regardless, we'll be back. So if you're listening on audio, we appreciate you listening all the way to the end. Please leave us 5-star comment, review, all that other good stuff. If you are watching on YouTube, thank you for watching all the way to the end. Please like, subscribe, share, tell your friends that there is another Heat podcast on top of all the other ones that already exist. And for those of you that joined us in the chat, we appreciate you hanging out with us for the last 37 minutes. As always, you guys are the best part of the show. And Mitch is snorting the culture right now. I'm loving it. I'm right now I'm thinking logically, but I know once the ball tips off, I'm going to convince myself that the Heat can win the game. That's just kind of how it always happens in sports, right? So I'm looking forward to it. Should be a fun game. But until the next one, have a good one.
Why hot?